One of America's greatest authors has inspired an Illinois State University historian as she creates her latest book. Earlier this year, ISU history professor Amy Wood was researching America's attitudes towards criminals when she was awarded a prestigious Andrew Mellon Fellowship. That helped pay for research in California on the book Sympathy for the Devil, the Criminal in American Imagination. Wood says the book examines social development of a new sense of moral responsibility toward criminals in the late 19th century. In this GLT interview with Laura Kennedy, Wood says this led to prison reform.
And I was interested in the ways in which our responses to crime and criminal justice are guided by feeling and emotion. That crime produces, obviously, a lot of social emotions like grief, outrage, desire for vengeance, and sympathy even. And that crime and criminal justice can often provide an outlet for human feelings about larger things, larger moral values. All of those emotions are connected to moral values. And also things like, you know, individual culpability, the nature of evil, social responsibility in the state. So I came at that project with this interest in the ways in which our criminal justice system is kind of guided by emotion. And then I started focusing on this late 19th, early 20th century period, which is the period that I've studied in the rest of my research.
So was there a lot of change during that time?
Exactly. This was a period of rapid transformation in the country. You see the rise of corporate capitalism, rapid industrialization, the massive metropolitan areas. And then in terms of criminal justice, you see two related phenomena. You see the rise of criminology as a science, which drew out of new fields like anthropology and psychiatry. And then you also see a prison reform movement that really took off in the early 20th century. It was called the New Penology. And out of that movement came a lot of aspects of our modern day penal system, things like probation and parole that people might be familiar with. So this is a real moment of change, not only for the country as a whole, culturally, socially, but it's a moment of change for criminal justice.
Well, it must have been interesting to look at the early days of criminology because this is brand new.
Yeah.
You're watching the birth of something here.
Exactly.
What did you find when you were looking there at some of the attitudes and at the origin of that?
Well, it's interesting because criminologists, there was a sort of debates that we still hold today, but they were incredibly invested in these debates over nature versus nurture. So you have criminologists who are holding kind of two sets of beliefs. One, they're starting to look at biological predispositions to crime. They're starting to look at the ways in which criminal behaviors, you see patterns of criminal behaviors through families.
So they're thinking it's an inherited trait?
Yeah, they don't quite have modern gene theory, but they're seeing criminal behaviors as inherited. And they're also looking at sort of physiological things that we'd now reject, but physiological attributes or characteristics of criminals.
So somebody might do some phrenology on somebody's skull and say, you know what, you're preformed to be a safe cracker, I feel.
Yeah, not quite to that level, but they're looking at things like, you know, the shape of the earlobes and the brow. And
so what were some tells, apparently, in that era that you were a criminal physically?
So a lower brow would mean you have kind of atavistic tendencies, you're more primitive, or little things like a cleft chin is a sign of sensuality for them, so that you might be prone to desires and, you know, acting on desire. So those are just a couple of examples. So they're looking at biology, and they're also, this is post-Darwin, so they're very interested in sort of the ways in which we might be guided by our animal natures and our animality.
Amy Wood has also been researching how race can impact attitudes towards prisoners and their eventual rehabilitation. She's also the author of Lynching and Spectacle, Witnessing Racial Violence in America, 1890 to 1940. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.
I'm a man of wealth and taste.